Today's daf is Mem Hey. We got to the bottom of Mem Dalet and Beis, just three lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, we were talking about what HaKol Modim was. Yesterday the Gemara said, HaKol Modim, everyone agrees to a particular case. The Gemara had a few different versions, who HaKol Modim was, and what they were being Moda to. So the Gemara now gives its last approach, that Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, HaKol Modim, everyone agrees that Be'eved, Vovid Kochavim, HaBaal Bas Yisrael, a goy or an eved who's bought basisel shavlad mamzer, the blood in this case will be a mamzer. So who's hakol modim? Man hakol modim. Who agrees this? Shimon hatimani. And daf gav damer Shimon hatimani in mamzer mechavi lav. Even though he agrees, but normally by lav does not generate a mamzer. Only Rabbi Kiva thinks that way. And in mile, it's only in a case mechavi lavin de tafsi be kedushim. That's only a lav that Tfisa Kedushin would take place, that even though it's a Kohen Hedo marries a Grusha, which is a lav, but the Kedushin is Chal, so then since the Kedushin is Chal tells us it's not such a severe lav, and it will not generate a Mamzer. Maybe a Chala, but not a Mamzer. Aval, Hacha, Ovi Kochavim Ve'eved, here, even though it's only a lav, came into Lo Tafsi Behu Kedushin, Kechai Ve'krisis Dami. Since if they attempt, a woman, Basisel attempts to marry an Eved or an Ovid Kochavim, since the Kedushin won't be Chal, it's going to be similar to Chai Vikrisos and will be Chayv Misa. The whole long Rashi here, the different, how do we know that it's not Chal, Kedushin isn't Chal by Basisel and a Goy? So you look at Rashi, read through this Rashi, Chayvi Lavin de Tafsi be Kedushin, he explains, to Nafkalan, we learned this out of the Perek Ketzad, Gemara earlier. When a man marries two women, and since goyim and avadim are not subject to kedushin, very appropriate for this morning. So, a nation that's similar to a donkey. Since they're similar to a donkey, they're not included in kedushin, and because they're animals and they're not people. Vovid kochavim nami lesi bechlal kedushin, and goyim are also not included in kedushin. The pasuk says you cannot marry them. So ubishar umos, that's only by the shiva amim. What about the other nations? Says Rashi, it's ksiv. It's v'achakach tavo michlal dimikar les behavaya. So based on the drash Rashi quotes that we see, there's no kedushin both by goy and by neved. Okay, so now the Gemara asks Meisi vei oved kochavim ve'eved haba basizah havlad mamzer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer ein mamzer. So with Machlokas here, Tanakama thinks that it would be Mamzer, which is consistent with Shimon HaTimani, but Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda thinks it would not be Mamzer. So unclear what the question is. The question is, we see Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who's different than Rabbi Shimon HaTimani, but he holds ain Mamzer, Rabbi Shimon ben Timani holds it is a Mamzer. So I'm not sure why the Gemara is assuming Rabbi Shimon HaTimani has to go like the Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Why doesn't he like Tanakama that thinks it will generate a Mamzer? And Aruch Lener apparently asked this question, but I guess the idea, since we said Chuli Alma, everybody agrees that an Ovi Kochavim Haba Bas Yisrael will be a Mamzer, this Brisa clearly says otherwise. There is an opinion out there that says not that way. There's an opinion that thinks it will not be a Mamzer, so that rejects the Chuli Alma. So then the Gemara says, okay, Ella, Mimishi Yisur Erev Anush Karos. That's the continuation. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds that the only time there's a Mamzer is when there's an Isser Karis, Isser Erva and Isser Karis. But by the case of Eved Ovi Kochavim, there is no Isser Erva and there is no Isser Karis, therefore there will not be a Mamzer. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So let's say, Ela Amr of Yosef, Man HaKol Modim, who is the one who agrees? Rebbe. Rebbe is the Afagav, the Rebbe Omer Ein Hadvarm Halalu Omerum Elul Devei Rebbe Kiva. Even though these things, we'll say what that means in a second, is only said according to Rebbe Kiva. Shehaya osa chalutza kerva, v'leilo sfirlei, bovi kochavim v'eved modim. So what's going on here? So you look at Rashi. Rashi writes, afa gav dekamar. He says, b'perek b'rabin gamliel, ein bia acha chalitza. There's no bia after chalitza. De'im chalitz lezu, if a brother dies with two wives. So his brother who's alive now does chalitza with one of them. U'bal ezu, and has bia with the other one, ein atzir chayman a get. There's no need for a get. Because that's achos chalutz asa, no kedushin schal. The kamar Rashi continues, ein hadvarm halalu amurim bibia achar chalitza lo tafse ela de Rebbe Kiva, aval didei lo srilei v'afil hachi bovi kacham evid modim. That only Rebbe Kiva thinks that. The only Rebbe Kiva is the one who thinks that it's not tofes, that kedushin is not tofes by achos chalutz asa. But others argue with him. But even Rabbi Kiva will agree that by an Eved over Kochavim, he's Moda that it will generate Kares, generate Mamzer. Is that what it's saying? Even then, even though Rabbi Kiva thinks in general, by again Krovas Chalutza, there's no Kedushin.
This isn't Krova Chalutza. This is the Chalutza.
Taras Chalutza.
Taras Chalutza. Why do you use the language modim plural? You're speaking only about one rabbi.
Because both parties agree. But they both are in agreement.
Who is the other side?
One second. Oh, that's Rebbe. I see. Rebbe, even though Rebbe argues by Rebbe Kiva that by Tsaras Chalutza, it is a good condition. It will not generate imams. It would be a good condition. Rebbe agrees to Rebbe Kiva that by an Eved and Ovi Kachavim, there is no Kedushin that's Chal, and it would generate a Mamzer. So Rebbe's the one who's being Modet to Rebbe Kiva. That's who it is.
Rebbe Kiva always said that.
Rebbe Kiva always said, yeah. We're trying to figure out who HaKol Modim is. So we're saying HaKol Modim refers to Rebbe. That who's the one who says that their Modim, that an Eved and Ovi Kachavim, Habab Bas Yisrael, is a Mamzer? That's Rebbe, that although in general Rebbe argues with Rebbe Kiva, here he agrees with Rebbe Kiva that it would generate a Mamzer.
But he must agree with Rabbi Kiva about the concept of Mamzer Michaev Lavin. No? Or is he holding the Grib Shimon Hatemani?
Well, I think it's the same svara as before that.
Only Rabbi Kiva holds that Chayv Lavin is Mamzer.
Right, but maybe Chayv Lavin, where there is no Tuisus Kedushin, so then he would think that it would be a Karis.
Sounds like Rebbe just arguing with Rebbe Kiva on the nuance here about the Tsaras Chalutza, but otherwise Rebbe's opinion is in line with Rebbe Kiva.
Do you think in general by all Chayv Lavin?
No. I don't know. Otherwise, I mean, the Chiddush of Rebbe agreeing to Rebbe Kiva.
It says here that he argues in general with Rebbe Kiva. I'm not sure they're quoting. I'm not sure it's Davar Pashut. Okay. So then the Gemara continues along the same lines of an Eved at Ovi Kochavim Habab Bas Yisrael. That's their topic now. So the Gemara says, D'chi asa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avu Dimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, Av Oved Kochavim Ve'Eved Habab Bas Yisrael, Habab Mamzer, Rebbe Acha Sar Habira, Rebbe Tanachon Breid Rebbe Chia Ish Kfar Ako, Par Kanu Shu Yasa. They redeemed some women who were held in captive. Dasu Ma'armon, Litaveria, they came from Armon to Titaveria, and they're held captive, and they redeemed them. Havachada de Abra Miovi Kochavim, one of them became impregnated by a guy. Vasa Lakame de Rabbi Ami, they brought her forward to Rabbi Ami, Amr Lahu, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Hanina, he said to them, they all say that Ovid Kochavim, the Eved Haba Abbas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. So again, along the same lines, everyone's passing Havlad Mamzer that comes from a guy or Ovid Kochavim, or Eved. Amr Rav Yosef Rabusa, Mishra Gavra, is it such a great Rabusa, such a great Chiddush to start counting all the Rabbanim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Hanina, Harav Shmuel B'Babel, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Bar Kapar Be'eretz Yisrael. Rav Shmuel were in Babel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Bar Kapar were in Eretz Yisrael. Vamrila, others say Chalufa, the other way around, that Bar Kapar of Ailu Ziknei Darum, the Bar Kapar and the elders of the south, they all say, Damri, Ovid Kochavim, Ve'eretz Habab Bas Yisrael, Havlad Kasher. So in other words, what are you listing all the people who say it's a mamzer? I have plenty of other people on the other side who say that Vlad is kosher.
So lo kol modim.
Sorry?
Lo kol modim.
Correct, right. When it says hakol modim, I think it means in the context of two people who are arguing, those two people, hakol modim meaning those two agree in another case. But not that the entire world agrees. We never find anything that everyone agrees to. So then the Gemara says, Se'el Amr of Yosef, Rebihi. So may talk, that's the question. Maybe that's what the Gemara is bothered by. Okay, and Echanami. So basically, we see that there are it's a big machlokus, amaroyim, whether or not we paskin vlad mamzer or vlad kosher. So el amar of Yosef Rebbe, it's really only according to Rebbe who held that it is a vlad mamzer. Dechi aser Rav Dimi amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdumi mishum Rabbeinu amru ovid kochabim ve'ever habas Yisrael havad mamzer. So they were the ones who paskin like Rebbe that in fact it is a vlad mamzer, and. So just look at Rashi. Rashi explains, El Amar of Yosef Rebbe, what are we changing here? Rashi explains, Lo Tachshav Gavri, don't start listing all the Gedolim who said it's possible, Vlad's mom's there. The Hai Mishim Rebusa, what's the Chiddush in doing that? The Rabbim Lo Tafsule, the Hanami Rabbim Achshri. The fact that there are Rabbim who say one way, the Rabbim that say the other way also, El Mishim Dahi, the Rebbe Ikal Mifsule, the Halach Kamoso. Simply because Rebbe alone, we're always passing Rebbe Kamoso. So that's why we, because of Rebbe. Not because we're listing up 10 versus 10. Now, I thought the halacha was Rebbe, halach Rebbe, michaveiro, but not lo michaveirov. That's what I thought. That's a klal we have, maybe the Gemara Irvin.
What's the klal?
We halacha ki Rebbe, michaveiro, velo michaveirov. One Rebbe versus one, we always follow like Rebbe. But Rebbe versus two, we don't follow like Rebbe.
It's not like two, it's like you have 10 and it's supported.
So maybe they neutralize each other. It goes back to 1 versus 1, equal. Maybe that's what the point is. I wonder. I know Rav Schechter has, I don't remember him quoting this Gemara at all, but he's not a fan of certain posting. Everyone has their own, not everyone, but there's certain styles of how to paskin shilas. So some, usually like the Gonim, he used to say Rav Avadi Yosef, who just knew everything, so he'd line up all the shittas on one side, line up the shittas on the other side, and whoever had more, he'd pass. That's how Rav Schechter viewed Rav Avadi as a way of passing halacha. I'm not sure that's really true. Based on this Gemara, it doesn't make a difference how many you have on one side, how many you have on the other side. They have different rules. But just because you have 10 versus 8, it's not a Sanhedrin or a basin. We're trying to figure out who has more versus. Once you have more than one, it becomes Rabbim versus Rabbim. And you have to find that other halachas how to pass in the Shaila properly. So this seems to be along with those lines, that it's not Rabbim versus Rabbim. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer holich, because I have Vlad, mikulkul. He holds something is not 100% with his Vlad. So what does that mean, mikulkul? Leman, who's mikulkul to who? Ilem lekal, if you're going to say that a child from a goyish father or an eved father, but a Jewish mother, if it's saying that this child is usher to go to the kahal, can't marry into Klai Yisrael, ha'amar Rabbi Yeshua have Vlad kasher. Rabbi Yeshua, we said elsewhere that he clearly holds that the child is kosher. I assume Rabbi Shua here means Rabbi Shua ben Levi. It must be the same one. Ella, the kuna, it must be that this child is makulkul to marry into the kuna family. The chul amarai, the machshir modish avlad pagam lakuna. Everybody agrees that even the ones who think that the vlad is kosher lakal, everyone's going to agree such a child who's born to a non-Jewish father will be possible to marry a kohen. And that's learned out from a Kal V'Chomer. We said yesterday that the Kal V'Chomer tells us, Me'almana. We learned this out from an Almana. Ma'almana, L'Kohen Gadol, Shein Isur Shava B'chol, B'na Pagam. An Almana who does not have a wide-ranging Isur. It only applies to the Kohen Gadol. The one Kohen Gadol that exists, she's the only one, this widow's the only one she can't marry, yet the child of such a relationship will be Pagam, cannot marry a Kohen. Zu She Isur Shava B'chol. This case, namely the child of a non-Jewish father is Shav Bakol. No one's allowed to marry her, or he can't marry a Kohen. Eino din shebna pogum. Is it not logical to say that such a child is going to be pogum? It's not going to be pogum, therefore it's going to be pogum as well. That's the Kal V'Chomer. So we see from here that everyone agrees, based on this Kal V'Chomer, that a child of a non-Jewish father will be pogum. The Gemara challenges this and says, Mala almana l'kohen gadol, shekein hi atzma mishalalas. Wait a second. The Almana herself, there's a certain chumra, severity to that case of Almana, although it only applies to the Kohen Gadol. It's not a wide-ranging Isser, but she herself becomes Mischalela. So there is some severity to this Isser, and that's why the child will also be Pagum. But maybe not the case by the child of a non-Jew. So Gemara says, yeah.
They learn each other the opposite. How can you learn the Inyan from the Valad, from Isur Almana, which female the writer to be out of it, which is not Isur the writer.
That's how they read, yeah?
Yes.
Is that based on who?
And Rabbi Akiva, Metavetz, Ikara Kal Vachomer Uleinyan Eved, which is from the writer.
Wait, hold on. Before we get to the answer. Yeah, this is the line we're up to. Are you sure?
No, Malal Manaluchan Gadol, Shekin Hila Tzvam Itchalelet.
And explain, because Deraisa versus Derabanan?
Yeah. No, no versus Derabanan. So this is the writer, and this is not the writer. And they learned the Kal Vachomer Mi'evet, not from Almana.
This is a completely different gear than what we have. Mm-hmm. So who's he quote? Rashi has this?
No, I'm saying it doesn't say it in my
Who are they quoting says this?
I don't know.
Or we could be Eger, It seems like it's a side point. I guess there's a, you see that little circle in the Gemara? Right after Hachanami? There's a tiny little circle. That Gemara takes you to the Gilyan Hashas. You must be referring to the Shaila that Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Oh, that's what is this little circle is?
Yeah.
Oh, fun. It's the Teretz that circle.
Yeah, it's true also. I don't know. Okay.
You must be forced to reinterpret the question.
Mm-hmm, maybe. Okay, well, we're going to go with this one, I guess. The Stam reading of the Gemara here. Okay, so, again, we see from here that there's a certain stringency when it comes to an Almana L'Kohen Gadol, in that the Almana herself becomes Mischalelas, and maybe that's why the child is going to be Pagam. But that's not the case when it comes to a child of a Ovid Kochavim, or a Goy, or an Eved rather. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, Kaven Shinivala Paslano, here too also. By the case of a Bas Yisrael, Eben Habal Bas Yisrael, she also will become Pasl. How? Dama Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Minayin L'Ovid Kochabim Ve'Eved Habal Kohenes Valvia Va'Yisraelis. Any of these women who have Bia with a Goy or Eved, that she Paslua, that she becomes disqualified. Shinemar Ubas Kohen Kitiel Amana Ugusha. So the entire Pasuk here on the side is so Bas Cohen, when she becomes an almana, when she becomes a divorcee, and she has no children, so she goes back to her father's house, the pasuk is talking about, and she's allowed to continue to eat Cohen, to eat chuma, if she's a Bas Cohen. But if she's has a child from her husband, who and the child wasn't a Cohen, let's say she married a Yisrael, so she's not allowed to eat chuma, she's still stuck in the Yisraelis family. So the Gemara is medayik now. Mi sheyesh lo almanos v'gerushin. When is this true that she does go back to her father's house to eat truma? Only when there's almanos v'gerushin. But yotza ovid kochavim eved, to exclude a case where she marries a goy, where she marries an eved, shein lahem almanos v'gerushin ba, where there's no almanos because there's no marriage in the first place. So nothing to talk about. But if she were to have bia with a goy or an eved, she'd be disqualified and could not go back to her father's house to eat truma. So we see that she does get disqualified in this case, so it is comparable to an almana. Just like an almana who is ba'al, or a Kohen Gadol is ba'al almana. Almana is mischalelis, so to an Eved or Ovi Kochavim who's ba'al, a Bas Yisrael, will be pasul as well. So they are comparable, it's a good Kal Vachomer, and therefore the child is going to be pagum, cannot marry a Kohen. So the Gemara asks now, Amar Le Abaye says, my chazis, the samchas ad Rebbe Dimi. Why do we so much on the opinion of Rabbi Dimi, who holds that, going back to which line, Rabbi Dimi here? That Vlad's Mamzer?
Mm-hmm. The name of Rabbi.
Uh-huh. Samach adi Rabin, but Samach on Rabin, dechi asa Rabin, when Rabin came along, Amar Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Morm Baal Hetera. He quoted these great Gedolim, that they actually mutter, the Vlad of a guy is going to be kosher. So why are we being machmir to say Vlad's Mamzer? Maybe it's really Vlad, it's kosher.
They're arguing what Rebbe said, or Rabin says over here, Rebbe the Nasi.
They are arguing, oh, because now Uman Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, Rebbe. So they're arguing about what Rebbe actually held. Within Rebbe, we all pass like Rebbe in Echanami, but what did Rebbe actually say? The first opinion thought Rebbe felt that Vlad was Mamzer. But we have other Gedolim here who thought that Rebbe held it was Mutter. So why are we Samech on them, Samech on these?
Interesting. anybody really know what he said?
We have many different reports of different. We have many machlokism. Everyone wants to hear what one hears sometimes. Vaf Rav, even Rav, also Rav Moer Bahetera, he also paskin let Tera to say the Vlad will be kosher. The Hahu, the also the Kami de Rav, once a halachic shayla presented itself to Rav. Amrle avud chabma veved habam basisra mahu. What's the halacha? Amrle havlad kosher. Amrle havli bartacha. So give me your daughter.
Was
he a child? It must have been the child of. Right? Okay, so he said, I'm a child of, my father's not Jewish, so what's my status? He says, you're kosher, so let me marry your daughter. So, lo yavlan l'chal, he didn't give him his daughter, Rabbi. Rav, rather. Amar simi barchi el Rav. He says to Rav, another individual, simi barchi, I mean, it's Rabbi simi barchaya. He says to Rav, Amri.
I'm sorry. So what kohavim came to him and asked his daughter?
No, there's a child whose mother is Jewish, but his father was not Jewish. Uh-huh. He wanted to know, how do we pass him? Am I mom's or am I not?
He said, you're kasher. Yeah. And if, because I'm kasher, give me your daughter.
Right. So, Rav refused. So, Amar Simi Barchia, Le Rav, he says to Rav now, not the Goy V'Chav, someone else says to Rav, Amri, Inchi, people would say, Gamla B'madai Akva Rakta. Okay, so I'm going to need help with this one here. That they, a big camel dances in a kav katan of four legs in Malchus Madai. Okay, so a camel is dancing in Malchus Madai, says Rashi.
I mean, they're overdoing, you know, it's not possible such a thing. Therefore, you cannot count on what people say because they're always saying things.
Who said what?
Shalivdok amitutam. You cannot really measure the truth in those sayings.
Because they're reporting something from far away.
Yeah.
They're saying in Modai, camels can do this amazing stuff.
Uh-huh.
So how do you know whether it's true or not? You're not going there.
Uh-huh. And what's the application to here now?
Maybe it will continue, but maybe he's saying, maybe this guy, can you verify this guy's story?
Uh-huh. So let's continue reading, I guess, in the Gemara. Rakta ha-kava v'ha-gamla v'ha-madev l'rakta. So Rashi says, Hakava v'hagamla v'hamadai, yavov v'yakir l'faninu, come and dance in front of us. Klomer ata sheitarta davar chidish, hemes, devercha v'tein labritcha. So you who mechadish this din, you should give your daughter. So I guess he's pressuring Rav to give your daughter. If you're going to pasuk in this way, you should give your daughter. I'm not getting the connection of the camels dancing in Madai to the pressure of Rav marrying his daughter off to him.
I think he's saying this guy is right here. He's not in Madai. You don't have to.
Uh-huh.
You can verify who he is. You know who apparently. You know who he is. So act.
Okay, I see. Okay, so he's right here in front of you. So Nu, give me your daughter. So I guess they didn't have such high standards for who to marry. So
Amr says the guy was a Talmud Chacham.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
What?
The English says that the guy was a Talmud Chacham.
He was worthy of marrying.
Right. So if it wasn't for this pagam, he would, you know.
Uh-huh.
If he had better yichus, he would have been a catch.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the Gemara says now, Amr Le.
Some things don't change.
Right. So Amr Le, I neheve kishu benun, lo yavni le barti. So how do you, if he wasn't like Yeshua benun?
Even if he was like Yeshua, I wouldn't give my daughter to.
So why not? Yeshua benun had good yichas, right?
Because of Yeshua was talmid chacham too.
I mean, if he's a talmid chacham like Yeshua benun, the very fact that he has no yichas, I don't care how smart he was, and interestingly, we use Yeshua benun as the example, but if he's an akum, I won't marry him off. That's what. That's what the response was. So Amr Lei, so he says to him now, I havek Yeshu Benun, I marlo yavle, achwini yavle, hi. So if he's like Yeshu Benun, this is what Simi Bar Yochia responding back.
Yeah, many people would give their daughter. Even though Ma wouldn't give.
Right, and it's Rabbi Yeshu Benun, even if you didn't give, someone else would still marry the guy. But if you're not going to give to this guy, no one's going to marry him. They're all going to look at him and say he's puzzled because look, Rav didn't give to him. Yeshua Nun has a name that goes in front of him.
Uh-huh, I see.
So you not giving him isn't the Motzi Laz or create any issues with him that he's not going to get.
I see, but he's not Yeshua Nun. Again, someone else will be willing to have such a son-in-law. But hi, this guy who is in it, he's not no slouch, but he's not Yeshua ben Nun. See, Mar lo yavle, if Rav doesn't give him Yachvina lo yavle, no one else is going to give him either. So lo hava calls him a kame. So that guy would not go in front of Rav, I guess.
He wouldn't leave.
Ah, okay. Yav be'inai, so Rav just looked at him and shocked when he died. That's one way to get rid of him.
It's his fault. He right. Insisted.
He insisted. Okay, he had it coming to him. Okay, interesting story. These are stories you like, right? Okay, so then I think where I said, ah, Rav Masna, Mora, well, even Rav Masna was more the heter, that a Vlad of a non-Jewish father would be a kosher Vlad. Vaf Rav Yehuda Mora, Bala heter, he too, the Chiyas Lekamid, Rav Yehuda, once a Ben Na'akum came in front of Rav Yehuda, Amalei, Zil, Itamar, go hide, O Nasib Bas Minach, or marry a daughter from you. So Rashi explains, Bas Minach, Bas Yisrael, Min Ha'ovid Kacham, Hachsha, Mekmoscha, find someone else like you, who also, find a girl who has a father who's not Jewish, but a mother who is Jewish.
So, you know, let's hide your status, go to a place that doesn't notice you.
Uh-huh.
But today's the halacha that
get married to a regular girl, or someone like you,
that uh-huh. is kasher.
What?
Today's halacha is Vlad is kasher.
Vlad is kasher, right.
But apparently it's a Pagam and Yichas.
Right.
In these stories, you see, it's not
all. Right. Even today's Pagam and Yichas.
Huh?
Even today, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the Gemara seems to say it's a Pagam and Yichas. You should not publicize
your life. But what Yichas means into you know, into actual halacha, what that means, besides that people decide that, oh, Yichas is too nice to have, to what it's actually doing, you know, in the nefesh, in the neshama, besides the mentality of it.
Luckily speaking, there might be this middle category. There's someone who's completely kosher, someone who's completely not Jewish, and someone who's in the middle, who's Jewish, but even in halacha, you could view that as being a lower level Kedushas Yisrael.
That's how you look at it?
Maybe. I'm not sure how we pass him, but that's what the direction the Gemara is going in. That there's a lower level Kedushas Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Not much of any other application other than Yichas. There's less Yichas, but I don't think it
means. That's the question.
Right. It could be just a theoretical idea.
Yeah.
Okay, then the Gemara says, so that was the suggestion. Either hide your status, as Rashi says, or marry someone just like you, another woman who has a non-Jewish father. When he went to Rava, Amarlei, O Gali, either reveal yourself, or marry someone like you. I mean, you shouldn't hide the status. You should let it be known what your status is. Shalchule b'nei b'michsi, the children of this place, l'rabba, sent off to Rabba. Mishechetze eved v'chetze ben charen, someone who's half eved, half free. Haba bas Yisrael, and has a wife, or ba bas Yisrael, mahu, what's the halachic status of the child or the relationship? I'm not sure. Let's see. So amalei hashta eved kulo amri kasher. It must be the status of the child. If we said an Eved, Haba Bas Yisrael, the child's completely kosher, Chesmi Baye. So here he's an Eved, but he's even better because half him is actually free. So he has more Yichas than a Kula Eved. So certainly the child's going to be kosher. So Rav Yosef says, Mar de Shmaisa, Mana, who's the one who says the child of an Eved, Haba Bas Yisrael, is kosher? Who holds that way? Rav Yehuda holds that way. Because we said above, Rashi says that he was one of the ones who passed lehetera. V'ha amar Rav Yehuda. Don't we have another statement in the name of Rav Yehuda? Mi shechetz eved v'chetz ben chorin haba abas Yisrael osav lad ein la takana. Here Rav Yehuda says by half eved half ben chorin it's actually worse where the child has no takana.
Well, he's swerving the mamzer.
So look, Rashi writes two lines from the top: Havlad ein la takana bebas Yisrael cannot marry abas Yisrael. Kolomer mamzer, it's a mamzer. So we see the Kal v'chomer wasn't so good. It's possible to have an Eved, cool Eved, whose child is kasher, but a chetzi Eved, chetzi ben chorin, the child will be worse than be a mamzer. So Gemara says, no, you have the wrong application here. Rav Yehuda's statement. Rav Yehuda, when he said a statement, k'gon d'kadosh bas Yisrael, d'nimsa tar avda shebo, mishtamesh beishas ish. The problem is, that since if a Basel marries such a man who's half Eved, half Ben Chorin, the avdis within him is being mishtamish with the eishes ish. So we view her, this is a very interesting and conceptual discussion here, but let's say the ben choron part of this man is married to the bas Yisrael, so there's a marriage. The avdis part of him, we're viewing him now as two people almost, is now being mishtamish with the eishes ish aspect of the ben choron who's married to the isha. We're taking this one man and splitting up into two points here.
But he's still Eved Kochavim. He's an Eved Kochavim. What kind of Eved?
He's an Eved. He's a guy owned by a Jew. Oh. Sorry. He's Eved owned by a Jew, but he's half free. An Eved that's owned by a Jew, by the way, keeps me. We're going to see this tomorrow's daf. I think the next few daf talk about an Eved. An Eved who owns by a Jew, even though he's a guy, keeps all the mitzvahs. And he has this partial Kedushas Yisrael
so
status.
If you're looking into the Ben Chorin, the half Ben Chorin, which is a goy, which is even worse.
He's yet. No, his head's, once you go free as an Eved, you become a Jew.
Ah.
Right.
Okay, so it's not.
So let's look at Rashi here. You see Rashi, the last wide line, Kigon the Kaddish. Mishi Chetch Eved Vechetch Ben Chorin, someone who's half, as Bas Yisrael, he married to Bas Yisrael, Vacharkach Bala. So the Cheven. Since he performed Kedushin, it's a good Kedushin for the half side of him that's Ben Choron. About Lola Tzad Avdus, but it's not Chal with the other half that's an Avdus. V'nim Tzad Eved Shebo, the Eved of the man, Mishtamish B'Eshish Ish, is being Mishtamish with Eshish Ish part of him, or her. V'fikach HaVlad Mamzer, that's why the Vlad's Mamzer, because it's a Bia of an Eshish Ish.
But it's his.
Right, I know it's one man, but one man is being viewed as two men here. The chol hani demachshir befnuy machshiri. We only permitted by a single woman. But beishes ish, afu beYisrael havlad mamzer. If an eishes ish and another man has a child with an eishes ish, that child's certainly going to be a mamzer. The kolshkin ovid kocham veeved. Certainly with a guy or an eved who has no yichas at all. About heicha the baal leh below kedushin kasher. Without kedushin, when there's no marriage and it's mutter, outside kedushin, there's no eishes ish that's taking place. So that's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara asks, V'ha amar nehardai, but didn't it say nehardai, mishmei de Rabbi Yaakov, l'divrei ha-posel, the one who thinks pasel, the child's pasel, it's a Vlad's mamzer, afil b'penuya, even if it's a single woman, it's going to be pasel. U'l'divrei ha-machshir, the one who permits the Vlad's kasher, machshir afil b'eshish, will permit even by eshish. So here by this case, even though he's half Eved, half Ben Chorin, even if she were to be an eshish, it would not generate a mamzer, according to this statement of Nehardai. And the Shneim, both them, lo lamdu elam eshes av. They both learned this from eshes av, which is what? Man, the pasul, the one who thinks of Vlad of a guy is going to be pasul, savar ma eshes av, the little tufts of the kedushin, havlad mamzer. Just like by an eshes av, a person cannot marry his father's wife, and if he were to have tried to, it wouldn't be effective, but the Vlad would be mamzer. Av kol, the little tufts of the kedushin, havlad mamzer, so to any other case, where there's no kedushin, there will be a mamzer. So by an eved haba al bas Yisrael, there's no kedushin, the vlad's mamzer. Uman de machshir, the one who permits a vlad of a goy, sover ma also learns from eshesav, but learns it differently. Ma eshesav, just like the father's wife, dilidide lo tafsu be kedushin, to him there's no kedushin, to the son there's no kedushin. However, lachrini tafsu be kedushin, but to others, again assuming the father is no longer there, either died or he divorced her. But the son of the father can never marry his father's ex-wife, even if it wasn't his mother. But lachrini, other people may marry, tafsu b'kedushin, may marry this woman, lafuki ovi kochavim v'eved, to exclude a goy or an eved, dilo tafsu b'kedushin klal, no yid is allowed to marry this goy or eved at all. So since that's the case, it's not similar to eshesav, and there would not be a mamzer in this case. That's the machlokas, whether or not a goy haba'a bas Yisrael will generate a mamzer or not. So that being said, though, so we go back to square one. Rav Yehuda thinks that a vlad is mamzer, and then we wanted to say kavachomer that a chatzi eved chatzi ben choron would also have a vlad kasher that would be consistent. And then we said, wait a second, doesn't Rav Yehuda hold chatzi ben choron chatzi ben eved the vlad is mamzer, and because ish is ish? And Gemara says that doesn't make sense because the man damer machshir, which is Rav Yehuda, the statement is that even in the case of eishes ish, the child will still be vlad kasher. So how could Rav Yehuda say that a child of a chatzi ben choron, chatzi eved chatzi ben choron, will be a mamzer? It should be kasher. That's the inconsistency. So the Gemara explains now, Ella Kiyitamar de Rehuda, when Rehuda said his statement, he was referring to Kigon Sheba al Eshes Ish, a man's Ba on an Eshes Ish, Vinimsa Tadcheris Shebo Mishamish Be Eshes Ish. Not talking about one woman, another woman who happens to be married to another man, and comes along a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, and is Ba on her. So then there, his Cheris Shebo, if it was just the Abdus Shebo, that's not a problem. The Abdus Shebo, according to Yehuda, will be kosher. And Eved Sheba Eshes Ish is kosher, according to Rav Yehuda. That part's fine. But since he's partially Ben Chorim, so Ben Chorim, who's Baal Eshes Ish, it will generate a Mamzer. That's the case that Rav Yehuda's talking about, where the child will be a Mamzer. And that's how we get out of the problems. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Amar Li, Rav Gaza. Rav Gaza said to Ravina, Ikle Rabbi Yossi bar Abin l'Asun. Rabbi Yossi once came to visit our city. Vava Uvda Pnuya, and there was a Shaila with a single woman. V'achshir, and he permitted the Goy Shabal Pnuya, that he permitted the child. And yet there was another case, Be'eshes Ish, Upasel. But there was a Maisa of the Shahaya with an Eved and Eshes Ish, and there he disqualified the child as being a Mamzer. So that seems to be a problem, because above we said you have to be consistent. The one who thinks Pasel, it's Pasel across the board. The one who thinks Kasher, it's Kasher across the board. But here he splits. So Amar Rav Sheshia says, Lididi Amar Li, to me, Amar Li Rav Gaza said to me, Lo Rav Yossi Bar Avin Havet, it wasn't Rav Yossi Bar Avin, you have the wrong Rav Yossi's. Ella Rav Yossi Rebbe Zvidav, it was a different person. And the Maisa was, V'achshir Bein B'Fnuya Bein B'Eshes Ish. He actually permitted both scenarios. The case of a Goy Shabal Pnuya and a Goy Shabal Eshes Ish, both of them, the children, would be Vlad Kasher. Okay. Amalei Rav Acha B'Rei D'Rabba L'Ravina. Ikle Ameymar L'Asun. Ameymar once visited our place. V'achshir Bein B'Fnuya Bein B'Eshes Ish. He also was Machshir, a child from a Goy and Pnuya and a Goy and Eshes Ish. What's the Lamaisa? Hilchsa Ovid Kochavim Ve'Eved Haba Bas Yisrael Havlad Kasher Bein B'Fnuya Bein B'Eshes Ish. That's the bottom line. We're passing like a Goy and a Bas Yisrael, the children are Kasher. The only child we have to ask is there an issue of Yichus like we were discussing before? Do we acknowledge the fact that the child, that the father was not Jewish, and maybe it wouldn't be the best Yichus like Rav was very makbid? Or no, Lamaisa were saying, once, as long as the mother's Jewish, it's kosher across the board. There's no issues of Yichus at all.
And the Chorah, by the case of Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, that's Baal Eshes Ish, there we'd probably say, like, we would say, but probably like Rabbi Yehuda, you'd say there that
Lauri Mamzer. Right. So Rav Achshir, the Rav Meri.
And he's all, yeah, all agree that Pagum Lekuna.
Everyone agrees.
That it's Gam.
No, at this point, when we say kosher, we say kosher lagamri. Yeah.
Nice.
So then the Gemara says, Rava Achshire, the Rav Meri Barachel, Rav permitted Rav, who was the son of Rachel, implying that his mother was only Jewish, but his father wasn't Jewish, he permitted him, Rav Meri, as a Vlad kosher. Rashi tells us, it was, May Ovid Kochavim Haba Yisrael Es Haba. His father wasn't Jewish. He permitted him.
I don't know how he came out that on this question.
What do you mean?
If that child is an issue with kahuna. Because we quoted a pasuk on the last Amud that said that Ovei Kochavim Eved Etzba Kohenes Levi Israelis. We said it's paslu ha. It makes her pasul. Because of the pasuk of Bas Kohen Kisya.
The English says it's a machlokus.
She's a pasul, but the child necessarily pasul. Mm-hmm. We're saying that was a kavachomer, though.
Always said the kavachomer, yeah.
So the machlokus had a pasuk in the end for that.
Because the cases after that were all just starting to be strong.
Let's see. Okay. So maybe it's a machlokas. Apparently it's a machlokas about whether the child is kasher lakuna or not. Okay, then the Gemara says, Rava Achshire, Rav Meri bar Rachel, Umanya b'pursa de Babel. Rav Meri was a son of Rachel. His mother was Jewish, but his father wasn't Jewish, says Rashi.
Isser and, was, who was his father? Isser.
His father's Isser.
Is it Rashi and Brachos about someone we call by the mother's name because the father was a guy she was taking captive.
And this is the one, yeah.
I don't know if it's the same person.
It's the same. Well, you're right.
That's what it said.
Very good. Yeah, it's Isser Gira. Very good. Okay, and Tosa says it's also right. Tosa is Rava Achshere. Okay, so he was Machshir Rav Meri Bar Rachel, and he appointed him to be Porsei de Bavel. What's Porsei de Bavel? So Rashi says, but Porsei de Bavel, Gabayim Mamonim Al Yisrael. They were, officers over Yisrael. Vafa gav de ger balma, asulim nosa parnes al Yisrael, damar mar vachule, as we'll see, normally you're not allowed to appoint a ger as an officer. Hi, kaven de imo mi Yisrael, meker vachicha krinabe. Since his mother is Jewish, we call him, he's viewed as a full fledged member of Klal Yisrael and can be appointed. Now Gemara says, Vafa gav damar mar, even though we have a statement, som tasim alecha melech, there's a parsha in a section of Parsha Shoftim, about appointing a king, the king has to be Jewish, can't be a ger, has to be born Jewish. All your appointments have to be from someone who grew up, who was raised, who was born into Achecha. So, hi, came into Imam Yisrael, Mekerv Achecha, Krinabe. So, since Rav Meri was born to a Jewish mother, he's called Mekerv Achecha and is able to be appointed as a gabbai. So one interesting thing is that a gabbai requires this status. I understand being a melech, a kohen gadol, that's not even the question, you need to be a kohen gadol, but melech requires a certain yichus. But the very fact that a gabbai requires yichus is quite interesting. That what gets in the whole discussion of appointing members of the shul, president and vice president, different officers of a shul, are those also considered misimos? Could you have a woman be appointed as a member, a president, or vice president of a shul? These considered gabbaim. Sounds like from Rashi that any appointment that is oversees things that the Klal Yisrael does would require it cannot be a ger, and at the same time it couldn't be a isha either, because an isha also couldn't be a king. Only someone who's qualified to be a king could be an officer. Someone who's not qualified to be a king couldn't be an officer. Comes from this Gemara. We have time. There's an interesting Tosos here to look at. Tosos Dibur Maschil, Kaven di Imo Miso Meker Vachecha Krinabe. Since Kaven, Tosos on the right side, Tosos says, Mikan Kashilif Perish Akuntris, the Perish Balaam Nemarim. The Gemara in Sota, this Gemara poses an issue, a problem to Rashi's explanation over there. The Gemara there says, is a mission actually, a mission about the mitzvah of Hakel. The mitzvah of Hakel was that the next year, actually, the year after Shemitah, the first day Chol Moed Sukkos, not in our days, but back in the times of Beis HaMikdash, they would build a whole bima, a whole stand. The king would stand up on the stand in Chol Moed Sukkos and read different sections of the Torah.
The king,
the melech. So we don't have a melech anymore. But there in that mission, it says, Gavi HaGrippus HaMelech. HaGrippus was one of the kings of Klal Yisrael. Shamulo, the Chacham said to him, Achinu Ata, you are brother. The Gemara says, "Bosa Shah Nischayvu Sonem Shaisa Klia." That Klal Yisrael deserved to be wiped out. Why? Shechnifu La Griffis. The Chanifa. They showed. They were showing kavod and complimenting to Griffis of Melech, and he wasn't Jewish. So perish for countries. Shekaro Achinu. He called him our brother. Lefisha Yisa Imam Yisrael. They were able to. They're justified by saying that you're our brother because his mother was Jewish, even though his father wasn't. Uperusha. But sounds like it's not ideal. If the father's not Jewish, sounds like you're not really Jewish. They're just able to justify because at least his mother was Jewish. But so why were they deserving of being wiped out? It sounded like he wasn't really a full-fledged member of Klal Yisrael since his father wasn't Jewish. Ul Perusha says Tosfos, according to this Perush, am I non-Jew? Why were they punished? Ha'amrina and Hacha, we say here in the Gemara, came into Imam Yisrael, Mekerv Achecha Krina Bey. All you need is the mother to be Jewish. You don't need the father to be Jewish also. So why were they punished for that? V'afagav the Tanim B'Tosefta, only person who can be a king is someone who's able to have the same yuchas as a kohen, which means both the mother and father have to be Jewish. Okay, that Gemara in Tosefta is just a din derabanan. But in Deraisa, all you need is the mother to be Jewish. So because they violate an Issur Derabanan, they can be deserved to be wiped out. So I'm not sure why it's so schwer to say that. Let's say Rashi thinks it's only Issur Derabanan. A Kohen, a person whose mother is Jewish, Midiraisa can be a Kohen. But Midirabanan, we said, if the father's not Jewish, we can't be a king.
Say it again.
Say, Midiraisa, all you really need is a mother to be Jewish to be a king. Midiraisa.
To be a king.
But Derabanan, based on Tosefta, we say the father also has to be Jewish to be a king. It's only a chiv Derabanan. But they violated that. They appointed Agrippas HaMelech. Even though his father wasn't Jewish, they appointed him to be a king and they gave him a praise for Achino. So Tosefta says it's very hard to say that, oh, just because he violated Issur Derabanan, they deserve to be wiped out. So again, not so schwer. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that someone who's over Divrei Sofrim is chayv Misa. So I'm not sure why that's so schwer. But either way. So because of this, Tosos says differently. Tosos writes, Omer Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Hordus lo nasa bas Yisrael, shasa tshuva, kedamrim parakam de babasra. Hordus did not marry a bas Yisrael, lechach nenshu. So Hordus was the father of Agrippus, I guess. So since he didn't marry bas Yisrael, Agrippus was a full-fledged goy. So that's why they're punished. He was Mamash Goy.
So how can they say?
Afa Pisha Ya Eved. How could they, if he's an Eved, how could they call him Achinu? Karo Achinu Lefisha Ya Achim B'mitzos. As we said before, an Eved is Chai B'mitzos also. Even though he's not a member of Klaisel, he's Chai B'mitzos. He's our brother. The halacha was, the Gemara Babasa tells us in the beginning there that all the Chashmurayim became the Malchus. They took over the Malchus during the times of Hanukkah. And they weren't allowed to, because the pasuk at the end of Vayechi says that only from the Sheva Yehuda could be a king. Lo yasur Sheva Yehuda. But still end up being Chashmonaim, who are Kohanim, end up being a king. That was a big violation. Ramban there writes, since they became Kohanim, since they became kings, they were wiped out, the Chashmonaim. So then there's one person left. It was a daughter who was left. They killed, Hordus killed all the families of Chashmonaim. There's one daughter left. And she, right before she jumped off the roof, she said, anyone who says they come from the Chashmonai dynasty, they're an Eved, because we're all dead. She jumped off the roof, she died, and all the Chashmonai were wiped out. So Hordus was an Eved of the Chashmonai, he took over as king. So he was an Eved. He never became Jewish, I guess. And therefore, he was Ba on another non-Jew, and they had Agrippus. And therefore, Agrippus was an Eved, a child of an Eved's an Eved.
Totally.
Right. Okay. Fine, let's go.
So why Tosfot brought all of that? This is the story.
No, he brought all this because the Gemara says if your mother's Jewish, you're
but
Jewish.
In this case, they're not Jewish.
They call them Achicha.
No, but Rashi says...
I understand, they call them Achicha, but this is the story behind Achicha. Achicha b'mitzvah, they know that.
I'm saying that's the answer, but Rashi had a different understanding of it. Rashi thought that, I guess, Hordus married a Jewish woman, and therefore Agrippus was Jewish from his mother.
Rashi thought that Hordus married the Jewish woman.
Right.
Meaning he didn't know the story like Tosfos.
No, the Gemara doesn't say that Hordus, I don't think Hordus married, didn't say who Hordus married. But I'm guessing Tosfos understood that Hordus married a non-Jew. No, that just tells Hordus that all the Chashmonaim died. That's what the Gemara in Baba Basra tells us. But it doesn't tell us who Hordus married, I don't think. That's, I guess, the Machlokas, who he married, whether it was a Jew or a non-Jew that he married, and that would tell us the status of Agrippus. Okay. So back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Avdi, around 10 lines up. Avdi, the Rabbi Chir Bar Ami, the slaves of Rabbi Chir Bar Abba, Ami rather, Atavle, Lahi, over the Sochavim, the Shem Ansasa. So, Rashi says, Atavle, the Shem Ansasa, the Shem Tvilas Nida, Vlo, the Shem Geris. They had, again, as we said, a Eved who is. And Eved, who is under the ruling of a Yisrael, has to keep all the mitzvahs. So she was a Nida. So she went to the mikvah for being a Nida, but not for Geiris, not to become free, to turn to a Geiris, but rather to be a Nida.
She that, wasn't Jewish, but she was going to the mikvah. They made her go to the mikvah.
Yeah.
Well,
you do a mitzvah.
No, because all avadim and all shifros are keep all the mitzvahs while they're in the house of a Yisrael. Well, so first of all, there might be an element of Kedushas Yisrael to them. The fact that they keep mitzvahs is a big discussion why they keep mitzvahs. But even still, the Gemara in Sanhedrin also tells us that they were gozer nida even on goyim. So in the house of a Jew, let's say they had a taros or kudshim or whatever else they're eating, chuma, so I guess you have to keep the status of being tahor, midirabanan at least. So either way, they're matbil her l'shem nida, whether it's a nida deraisa, we're saying, or it's a nida derabanan, she's matbil l'shem nida and not l'shem ger. And the Amr of Yosef, if Yosef says, in light of that, Yechalna, I'm able to lachshir ba ubebarta. I could be machshir her, and I could also be machshir the daughter. How? Ba, I could machshir her, the shifcha herself, kedir Rabbi Asi. Dama Rav Asi, mi lo tavla lindusa. Did she not do a tefillah lindosa? What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, Yechilna lachshir ba, I could be machshir the shifcha. Lios giyaras kimura, to be a completely freed woman and a giyaras now. Vafapi shelo tavla l'shem geros, even though her tefillah was not l'shem geros. V'amar l'kaman, later on we say, l'yolam eno ger ad shi emol v'yitpol, you need the tefillah and mila. The tefillah is nida salkalei l'shem geros. Because a tefillah of a nida could be effective for tefillah's geros. Why? The over this kochavim lo tavla l'nidoso. So as you said before, there's no nida by a guy. So why is she doing tevila? It must be tevila is being done not l'shem nida. It's really being done l'shem geris. And then what about bebarta? How could I be machshir the barta? Says Gemara, bebarta because Ovid kochavim ve'eved haba abas yisrael haval kasher. Once I establish that she went to the mikvah and she becomes a giyores, and even though her husband may have been a eved or Ovid kochavim, the child of a Jewish mother, could now that she's Jewish, is going to be kasher as well. Exactly. So the interesting Tosos down here. Tosos writes that Milo Tavla Lindosa, the last Tosos on the page, says, Tema, Damar Lekaman, later on we're going to see tomorrow's daf, the Ger Tarch Shloshah, the Mishpah Ksibbe. It says Mishpah by Ger. Mishpah means judgment. You need three Dayanim like any other Mishpah. Vafil Laman Damar Bereish Sanhedrin Gavi Davar Torah Chad Nami Kasher. Even though the beginning of Masechah Sanhedrin, that there's some people who think one dayan's enough to be judging cases. So the problem Tosa is asking here, how could we say that she went to the mikvah as nida? It could be really viewed as tevila for geiris. For geiris, don't you need three dayan, three men there? And if not three, at least one man you need to be there? And there's no men there. It's not derech for a woman to have a man standing next to him during tevila. So how could you say that's going to be good? V'isha ina ruya ledun. And a woman, the mikvah lady, let's say, is not right to be considered a judge. So the fact that the mikvah lady may have been there, the mikvah lady, that doesn't work. Kiditnan, kol ha'echshir ledun kashir lehoid. Anybody who's able to judge is able to testify. U'behedya isa b'yushalmi tells us, diyuma, me'ata shein isha me'ida, the fact that a woman's not allowed to be an aide, as we know, ina dana, she's not able to judge either. V'devora, don't we know that Devora, the shofetes, she did judge? Lo ha'isa dana, elam lamdez lahen she'adinu. She did not actually judge. She taught men, dayanim, how to judge. But she's not allowed to judge. There's a psul in a woman to be a dayan. Inami apid divrashani. Maybe she did judge. She was really a shofetes. But she had a nevuah, so she was able to through nevuah. But in general, a woman can be a dayan. So how could they suggest that this woman, this shifcha, went to the mikvah, and it's a good tefillah for ger? There is no man who is there being as a dayan. So Tosa answers v'yesh lomar, hay debinan shlosha haynu lekabals ha-mitzvos. The requirement of mishpat for three is only with respect to accepting kabals mitzvos. Havalola tefillah, when it comes to tefillah, that's not needed. Afagav damin lekaman, even though we're going to see in 2 days from today, the shnei tamid hachamim omdim mibuchutz, even though there are supposed to be two tamid hacham who are outside, so we see clearly for tefillah, you do need dayanim. That's just the best. That's most ideal, but it's not ma'akiv according to Tosfos. The Yeshiv Farshim, other explain, no, you do need Dayanim, but they don't have to actually see everything. The very fact that they stood nearby was enough of an indication that they know that she did go into the mikvah. He had another problem, though. Tosfos says, wait a second. Mihu kasher de tefillas nida belaila. Wait a second. Tefillas nida takes place at nighttime. Ula kaman, tomorrow's daf we're going to see Amar Ein Matvilin Ger Belaila. We're not allowed to do the Tefillas Ger, not Laila. How can you say the Tefillah of the Nida is being used for Tefillas Ger, the different times of the day? Nida is at nighttime, Tefillas Ger is during the daytime. Aval I lav ksiv mishpat ela kabas mitzvahs ashi shapir. But if you say the word mishpat, is only going on Kabbalah mitzvos, but not going on tevila, then you could say that you could do tevila of ger even at nighttime. Even though mishpat has to always be during the daytime, we already established according to Tosos that that mishpat is only going on Kabbalah mitzvos. But that mishpat has no effect on the understanding of tevila, only on Kabbalah mitzvos. Okay. And then just a few more lines, and we'll stop here, that Hahu dehava karile bar amya. So there's a certain person who they refer to, the son of a guy. Rashi explains Armiyasa all the way at the bottom. Shelo tavla ima kishin is gaira. His mother had converted but didn't do a tevila before having him as a child. So what's the status of this child now? Amravasi milo tavla lindosa. Did she not ever do tevila for a nida? She learned the halachas, let's say, and she knew what a nida was. Even though she didn't do a tevila l'shem geira, she did do a tevila l'shem nida. So maybe that tevila l'shem nida can be viewed as a tevila l'shem geira. So they, I think that's how, so where I said hahu dekarile bar armah. Now there's another person they called the son of a armah, which I guess is the son of a father is not Jewish. So Amar Rishu ben Levi mi lo tava l'kirio. So here it seems like we're passing in the end of the day.
Makil.
Right. So what, makir?
Makil.
Makil.
Yeah, makil.
Makil. Make all right. So the carry. So the father wasn't Jewish. Oh yeah. So the father isn't Jewish. So did he not go to the mikvah for being a bal carry at some point? And that could be viewed as a tevila l'shem ger. So even the father was Jewish in that case as well.
Right, so what were we getting at from there? Because we said it didn't matter about the father.
Right. Sounds like it does matter about the father in the end of the day. Maybe for Kuna, where it's possible. Remember that Rashi in, maybe that's the point. Maybe Rashi, I remember Rosenzweig talking about this. Maybe it was this stuff. I don't remember which stuff it was. That Rashi says somewhere, those in Yavamos, that even the father has to be Jewish, based on these Gemaras. But in light of the Gemara in Sota, it sounds like Agrippa Samelach, the reason why he was Pasul was because his father wasn't Jewish. That's how he Paskin, just like the end of the Gemara here. You need the father to be Jewish. But maybe you're suggesting maybe that's only by a Kohen requires that, and maybe also only by a Melech. Because you saw that a Melech, based on that Tosefta, the standards of a melech has to be the same standards as a kohen. So maybe only for a kohen and melech do you have to have the father to be Jewish, but by other cases you maybe don't need it. I don't know.